The Ebola outbreak in West Africa has hurt Liberia more than any other country, and no town has been hit harder than Barkadou. It has a population of 8,000, and it accounts for 20% of Ebola deaths in Liberia to date. The virus has killed entire families, children, women, and men. And as NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton reports, Ebola has disrupted life there in immeasurable ways.
Barkadou is a dusty, small Muslim farming town in the north, facing the full force of the Ebola outbreak in Liberia. The weekly district market has been shut down by the authorities so that people don't gather in large numbers and possibly spread Ebola. And it's the lean season between harvests, so farmers are hurting, says the town chief Musa Sise, and he's worrying about food.
Right now, there's no food. So for this, I mean, we are suffering.
The Ebola virus first crossed into Liberia via the north with a traveler crossing the border from neighboring Guinea in March. It rolled into Barkadou in July, says the town chief, with a sick man from their own community who was living in the capital Monrovia. Everyone gathered around to welcome him home and support the family. Sise says it didn't register that he was suffering from Ebola. But that first case devastated Barkadou's close-knit community, about 150 Ebola deaths and counting. Mohamed Mami Dole, a leader from the local Ebola task force, was our guide around Barkadou.
So when he came, he passed away in this community and received community burial. He was buried through the normal community way. He received people to bathe him, to wrap him up, and escorted into the cemetery.
And that's how Ebola can spread, from direct contact with bodily fluids during traditional funeral and burial rituals common in Liberia and throughout West Africa. As more and more people got sick in Barkadou, reality dawned, says Dole.
People started sensing what was going on. Is it related to Ebola? And the death rate was increasing. It became alarming.
That's when Barkadou revved up with the help of the authorities. Suspected Ebola patients were transferred to the Doctors Without Borders Ebola Healthcare Center in Foya, a 2.5-hour drive away on rutted roads. And, says Dole,
since then, we have been moving around sensitizing our community, creating awareness, education, and some people came back as survivors. They are alive.
27 survivors to date in Barkadou, where NPR visited over the weekend, including 18-year-old Aliou P. Mano. He was working in Monrovia, got sick, and travelled back home, where his aunt immediately shipped him off to the Ebola care unit with four others, including his brothers. Mano says he went through dark moments in isolation.
I feel very sad.
I was very sad. I had no appetite to eat. And while at the Ebola center, one of my other brothers that were there died, and then I got scared. But they encouraged me to be strong and not to worry about my dead brother. And I continue being strong, and now I survive.
Down the road with no school, children have a lot of time on their hands. Excited shrieks ring out as giddy small boys play soccer in the dust. And shy little girls with braided hair break into smiles as they complete at Nafu, a Liberian version of patty cake, with intricate foot shuffling. But Ebola has changed the lives of some Barkadou children, says Dole of the task force.
The death rate has also created some widows, some widowers, some orphans, and some other vulnerability in our community that deserves some psychosocial counseling and some careful identification and assistance in that direction.
Mamwedi Kane stands pointing to one small mud brick Barkadou house. This home is closed up with a small wooden table blocking the entrance. Kane's family has suddenly expanded as she's taken in orphans, some of them children of a niece who died of Ebola.
Ebola no leka.
The people living in this house were killed by the virus. So this home is totally vacant. I too am a victim of Ebola. Today I'm caring for many orphan children, my relatives. I worry about them all the time. I feel sick at times with this new burden, thinking about the future of these children.
Today, there's another funeral in Bakedu, says our guide, Mohamed Maramid Dole. It's not clear whether the elderly lady died of the virus, but these days, every death in Bakedu is treated as an Ebola death.
All deaths that take place being done by people who are trained from our community and buried by the Ebola task force.
The team that's going to be dealing with the burial are now dressing up in their spacesuits, white spacesuits. You can hear them making sure that their gloves are well covered.
Yeah.
Now the masking tape, the scotch, is going around the gloves. Three sets of gloves, a plastic visor is the final item that goes on. And now, in full protective suits, like astronauts, they're walking down the path with a large black zipper body bag to the home of the dead woman.
The burial team has got to the house, and they're now disinfecting, first of all, the door, and then the room that the corpse, the dead body, is in. And now it's being picked up on the gurney.
Townswomen in brightly coloured scarves stand outside a neighbouring house, weeping gently and chanting from the Quran as the burial team carries the body bag down towards the makeshift graveyard.
Earth is being shoveled onto the grave and onto the protective gear that the burial team has taken off. They're undressing right there in front of the grave.
Over.
One more grave in Bakedu, here in Lofo County. Ofebi Ekwesolaptum, NPR News, Bakedu, Liberia.
Ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah.